She is one of the founders of Transpar. And this is an amazing tool for developers, for builders, to be able to keep a track of many, many things that can potentially hurt them if they don't. So please help me welcome Nisha Singh.
Thanks, Jack.
It feels great to have you here.
Thank you. This is our first ever live, so it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Good stuff. So tell us a bit more about Transpar. How did you come about the idea of it? You know, and how does it benefit developers, builders, and people in the property industry?
Sure. So we are a team of founders that set up Transpar, and Transpar came out of our own pain point. So prior to this, we delivered really high-tech, cool stuff into the real estate construction supply chain, and we never got paid on time. We had to jack up our margins just to make sure our cash flow is okay and we survive and all of those things. And you're like, okay, this cannot be just happening to us. We are doing good stuff, right? This is not just our problem. So we went to our customers and said, you know what, why always late? And he's like, what do I do? I always get it late. Yeah, and then we said, okay, come, let's go and talk to your customer. And we went to the main contractor and he said, what do I do? The developer doesn't really stop. I always get paid late. And then we went to the developer and he said, you know what, how do I trust that if I give him the money, he'll use it in my project? I don't know where he'll use it. So I also don't have these trust issues. And we realized that this significant amount of friction, which is giving everybody pain, comes from lack of trust and transparency. And that's how Transpar came into place. And we thought, okay, fine, this is construction industry, one of the industries, most traditional industries. Yeah. But this problem also exists across industries, whether you see oil and gas, whether you see CPG, whether you see FMCG, everywhere this problem of trust and transparency exists. So we thought, okay, let's go ahead with this. And that's how Transpar got, the idea came about, and we solved our own problem. And then when we came up with this whole platform, we went to FCA and they thought we were doing something cool. And they said, okay, come into the cohort. We will see. FCA sandbox is where they think companies who are doing something substantial, they help them figure out the regulatory landscape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were part of that. Then Accenture thought we were doing something really cool. So they selected us into their accelerator, wherein all the big banks like JP Morgan's and HSBC's and all of those big banks come together and select 20 startups globally who are doing some cool stuff. So a number of these accelerators, we went through that, and then the whole journey got formalized. So yeah, that's the kind of how we came to be Transpar.
And correct me if I'm wrong, Transpar actually stands for transparency.
Yes, transparent transfer.
Yes.
So effectively what Transpar does is that, imagine you're a developer, there's a contractor, and then there is a subcontractor in a simple supply chain where things are happening. Using Transpar, the developer can make direct payments to their suppliers and subcontractors and pay the overheads and margins to the contractor. Yeah. So the developer has much higher confidence that I'm releasing funds for my timber, my steel, et cetera, et cetera. And the contractor doesn't have to bother about, oh my God, I have to pay my subcontractors. The developer hasn't released the funds. Where do I get the money from? And all of those things. Yeah. They can take on as many projects as they can based on their capacity and not restricted by the balance sheet or working capital situation.
Fantastic. I mean, it's a great tool.
Thank you.
What, I mean, I know you went through the first phase of funding. What's happening with the second phase of funding? Are you allowed to share that?
A little bit, yes. So we raised our first round from amazing VC funds, and they have been backing us. And now we are raising our second round. We are transacting more than £100,000 a month now. We've got more customers. So we are raising funding to expand the traction on the platform, as well as bring in new kind of propositions like providing factoring and prepayments, which unlocks a project in situations where the developer, until he achieves a milestone, cannot get money, but he needs certain capital for executing that particular milestone. So we are doing some pilots around that. So expanding that and all of that, we are raising $5 million right now. We have commitments of about 1.5 million already. There are quite a few other VC pitches lined up. So we are in a good place. So yes, very
fantastic. Fantastic. And remind me, as a user of Transpa, what do you charge? What does your pricing look like?
So right now, for the developers, contractors, subcontractors, for using the system, we are not charging anything. We are in a growth phase where we want our customers to be our biggest marketeers. Yeah. And spreading the word and all of those things. So we want more and more of those to come. However, having said that, price for transfer will never be an issue for somebody to use it, because the value it delivers is significant. Yeah. Delivering projects on time, not going over budget, having the transparency and confidence, making sure your subbies are coming on site because they know they're going to be paid. So they're not picking up some side hustle and doing something else and not showing up. And other benefits like that I was talking about, so financing or procurement benefits and stuff like that, which we are going to bring onto the platform. Yeah. So the benefits significantly surpass the costs, and right now the costs are none. So good time to join.
Fantastic. Fantastic. So if you are a developer, if you are a builder, just go and check Transpa. Like I said, it's an amazing platform. It is going to help you save massively, not just money, but the hassle. And there's so much, it's almost like all the insecurities in the mind can be removed with this tool, Transpa, with this software. So go and check it out.
There's one more thing I'll add there. So what we are doing now, so just we went to quite a few developers just with the tool, and they were like, okay, how do I convince my contractor? How do I tell it to my contractor? This seems new. So what we do now is there are transfer contractors who work with the transfer tool. So if you could, if you have a project, you're going out for tender, you have got your planning documents and you're planning to execute, just reach out to us. We will get you contractors who work on transfer, and you can select.
Yeah, that is a point to be added. Yes, yes. So if you're looking, if you're looking for builders, contractors, reach out to Nisha. She would be able to help you with that. Yes.
Yeah. So that's we have, that's an added layer. So if we take away the tension of looking for people who use transfer, we give, we recommend or introduce you to them.
How many people are listed on your system who are builders, contractors?
Actually, many. There are so there are active ones who are actually doing things, and then there are ones who want to do things. So there is a
tell me the big number, because
the big number
see what tends to happen is, even on our website, we've got, I mean, our network is like 500,000 people.
Yeah.
And people ask me, I mean, it's a huge network, but unfortunately, I don't have access to the whole network. You know, they are a part of Facebook, they're a part of LinkedIn, they're a part of Telegram, they're a part of WhatsApp, the email databases. I don't have access to all of it, but it is a network of 500,000 people. So if we wanted to reach out, we could. It's going to take a lot of effort, but we could reach out. But tell me the number of people registered.
Like, 100. Close to 100. Close to 100.
Close to 100. So, okay. So that's a significant figure.
Yeah. And there is a wide breadth, like people who can do 1,000 units, people who do extensions. So right from £100,000 worth of project to 50, 60, 100 million worth of project.
Yeah. In fact, you replied to my message on the 1,000 units. Yes. And I just haven't had the time to look at that. You know, it's almost like something that's beyond my comprehension. And it's sitting in my inbox, not doing anything, but I really need to get in touch with you to speak with someone. But no, 100 is a significant number of builders, contractors in there. And I think anyone who is looking for a builder contractor can potentially find someone very reliable on your system. So yeah, reach out to Nisha again. Nisha, okay, here is another question which you don't like. Here's another question which you don't like, okay? Where is this determination coming from to be able to pull off a project like this? Most people don't even imagine, don't even go there. A lot of people think, plan, they never do anything with it. You are executing a very strong idea in the market. Where is this coming from?
From some slight arrogance, too much of pride that I can do it.
I like that. I like that answer.
I think some traces of that, but beyond that, just being useful in a sense and solving a problem. So before coming, before doing this startup, I was with Barclays. And when you're part of a really large corporate, and I've been part of really large corporates doing new things also at that point in time, innovation and stuff, but still, you know, you feel like a part of a clog in the wheel. You sometimes feel, you know what, I want to decide, I want to take the call.
It's called healthy ego.
Yeah, it's some part of arrogance in me which wants to say, I think I can do it. I really want to try. And then, but when you go out there and when you try, you fall flat on your face hundreds and thousands of times. And that arrogance, I think, becomes to a healthy place where you know you want to do something, but you also know you are also humbled many times, and you know that it's not an easy thing to do. But then just somewhere it says that, you know what, I want to solve a problem. I want to make a little difference to somebody's life. I want to hear those words. You know what, you did this and it helped me.
Yeah.
It gives you a certain amount of satisfaction. So I think that's right.
It does. It does. In fact, I am massively driven by, like, if I was sitting with one person, it's something I learned from Mother Teresa. In fact, I was reading the biography, and she said, you know, if you really want to do something in your life, just help the person that's next to you. Yeah. Don't worry about the person after that or anything. Just help the person that is next to you. And if you can help that person, that is all that matters, because that is the only moment you have. And I remember I read that biography a few years ago. And from then onwards, it's like there's something in me that every time I'm sitting with someone, and if they ask me, only if they ask me, because if they don't, then you're creating enemies. But when they do ask me for help, I've been very fortunate enough to make myself capable to help a lot of people. Yeah, I just go out and help people. And that is massive satisfaction. Like, it's just internally really satisfying. And I feel it's just healthy ego. And that healthy ego can take you a very long way. And I've got a lot of it, I can tell you that. thank you for sharing that. I really actually feel you've got an amazing idea. It just needs to reach out to enough people. I do believe PEN is an amazing platform for you to reach out. I do feel we need to bounce ideas more to be able to reach out, create more content, share more. It's almost like you're sharing more experiences behind the scene. Share with us. Okay, here's a question for you. Share with us one instance when you spoke with either a developer or a contractor, and he said, you know what, thank you, Nisha, it was amazing. Share that very brief story with us.
Oh, wow, there's so many. This story is about a really large developer, and they were doing some scheme.
How big is he?
I mean, really big.
Thousands of units, yeah.
Thousands of houses. And they were doing a big scheme, and their contractor went bust. And because they had no visibility, they paid the contractor, but they had no visibility further down the line of who he had paid or not paid and stuff like that. And as soon as the contractor goes bust, all of the subcontractors, they come up and say, we were not paid.
Yep.
And this guy has an inkling that, you know, you were paid. I released so many funds. So ideally, you should have been paid. But now there is no fundamental layer of data basis of which we can they can say that, you know, you were paid or not paid. And they had to pay, and according to them, repay number of subcontractors to get the project going. And it ate into their profits significantly. And just to kind of revive the scheme and get it done, they had to absorb all of those costs. So that's one story which made a big impact as to, like, oh my God, this is like, these are critical situations. You want to make sure you're de-risked for them.
Yeah, I mean, for a large developer, we're talking about millions. I mean, I look at a small development in London, it's like 5 million, 10 million. If someone is building 1,000 units or close, we're talking about, you know, we're talking about 500 million plus kind of money. And even a 1% of that could be a lot of money.
Yeah, and I would like to share one more, which relates to what you said. When you're doing a small scheme also, so this is from a developer who is doing a small scheme, and he actually did a lot of small schemes at the same time across the UK. And this guy paid his contractor for the roofing subcontractor, but the contractor then used the money elsewhere because he might have been having cash flow issues. Somebody else might not have paid. Somebody else was delayed to pay. He used it somewhere else. And the roofing subcontractor was not available because he took up some other job. So it got delayed by 3 weeks. And UK climate, you need to schedule roofing a certain way.
Exactly,
And it has a roll-on effect to other things that were subsequently to be done. And it eats into everybody's profits. This is not a healthy way of working. Everybody gets impacted because of it. Contractors are doing cash farming because they have to survive. Developers,
It becomes stressful.
it's
It
stressful
becomes
for
stressful.
everybody. So yes, number of stories. Every developer we have spoken to has shared
You've
a
got a story,
horror story which they don't want to be repeated again.
Amazing, amazing, Nisha. I do believe you have so much potential in you. I mean, I look at you and I think, wow, and I think you're gonna go a long, long way. For
Thank you
those
so
who are
much.
watching this, you need to go and check out Transfer. Like I said, it's an amazing tool that will help you massively de-risk, de-stress, if there's a word called it, and save you lots of money. Make sure you check out our next event. Nisha is actually speaking there. It's one of the biggest online property events of the country. There are still some free and discounted tickets left. Go and grab yours. We've already sold 483 when I checked day before. We're probably close to 500 tickets sold now. So go grab yours till you have those discounted tickets. And I will see you all at the event. Like I said, it is the biggest online property event of the country. We have most of the prolific investors, speakers who've been doing this for 40 years. We also have Paul Higgs booked for it. Really glad to say that he's one of the most well-known land and developers, development expert in the country. He was also the founder, one of the founders, directors of Land Tech, I think, Land Insight. So go and get your ticket, and we'll have Nisha as well speak at the event. She's gonna say, share some secrets on Transfer about her journey as well. So, and I will see you all at the event. Take care.
Thank you so
Thank you.
much.
Thank you. Hold on.